Halachen, in Tfilo, der Wunsch mit Mechaden, in Neged, in Yerushalayim, in Yitzhak Mikdosh, in Kodesh Kodoshim. And Mr. Brewer says that Tfilo, if he wants Kodesh Van Esri, should try to imagine that he's standing in the Kodesh Kodosh. This room is a little bit larger than the size of Kodesh Kodoshim. To help you imagine what you're doing, imagine that you're in this room, and in the Kodesh Kodoshim, if you invite Shani, there's a stone on the floor, heaven should see it, three employees above the ground. If you want to imagine you're the Vice Regent, then you imagine that there's an urn in front of you with a plume on top. Either way is good. But the idea behind it is to make a disconnect from all those other things you are dreaming about till now in the course of your davening. And start again, and now detached from everything, standing in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the holiest place, which is permeated with tremendous amount of Ruchni and Sashrot Tashmina. Now it's starting my conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Kerech Hadimiyot of imagining things for positive things. The Yetzer pulls it in another direction. So Yetzer is winning by far. He's controlling 99.9% of the world. That the whole day is just imaginary things, looking at the screens and looking at the other things which don't exist. Now you can take a picture and within 10 seconds add pieces to it. Used to be Photoshop, and now with the AI, you can speak to somebody who doesn't exist. They have now what they call the VRI, something like that. You put these things on yourself, and you can speak to anybody you want. You can speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. You see him in front of you, and he answers what he's supposed to be answering according to what they think. But that's how the world of opinion. So that's the way the Yetzer pulled into the wrong direction. But obviously, Hashem doesn't make anything just for evil purposes, for good purposes also. The Kerech Hadimyon, who's already been talked to that, imagination. When you sing Oz Yoshe, it's a lachatila to think, I just crossed the Yam Suf, wow, what I see over there. Just went through the split sea, we see all the Mitzrayim being washed up on the shore, and all the gold and precious stones on the floor there, and now we're thanking Hashem for that event. Maybe now Sinai is something we could imagine also. Today we're talking about the specific thing of using Kerech Hadimyon in the proper fashion, of making a stop of our minds which is whizzing around throughout the day and all kind of things that we're not involved in, and think that I'm in the Kodesh HaKadoshim speaking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a Hashem will have a positive effect on us. We'll have a positive effect on the entire day. So he's saying it's impossible. By the time I remember that I'm in Shemoneh Esrei, I'm ready towards the end of Shemoneh Esrei. So two things. Number one is even if you remind yourself in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you can stop for a second and start thinking that you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Number two is work on it. You see with the time it could become a more natural thing. A person can change. Just because you do things with limited kavanah until now does not mean you have to be that way. One can change even after 80 years or 90 years, believe it or not. Don't give up, God bless you.